listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get to work with the free KSLX app.
Sounds good and loud, huh?
100.7 KSLX.
You know, we've talked about the hurricane that's blowing through the Caribbean right now, or the Caribbean, however you like to say it.
Right.
But it's going to hit Florida soon, and it's a Category 5 right now.
Yeah, it's not good.
And so you just escaped, right?
We just got back from St. Thomas this morning, and it was a madhouse down there.
Nice.
Oh, so you had a vacation, and you got out just in time, it sounds like.
Yes, we did. We were the last plane out, as a matter of fact. They were closing down everything. The airport's closed down in St. Thomas right now.
So at what point did you realize, hey, we may not be able to get out of here?
It was getting kind of hairy. When we left yesterday, we were heading towards the airport. The traffic was pretty bad. And it was kind of crazy. We flew into Miami, and even Miami was kind of crazy.
Were you delayed at all or anything like that?
Nope, not at all.
Okay,
nope.
You should play the lottery today. You're on a good roll.
Yeah, you got that right. That's what I told my wife. I said, well, we get out of there just in the nick of time.
Yeah, you certainly did, and it's glad you're home safe.
He wasn't even delayed.
Yeah, well.
I flew back from Boston a couple of weeks ago. I was delayed 4 hours, and the weather was fine.
Well, what the hell?
Yeah, no, it is, you know, it's funny because they're showing video on some of the news stations, and all you see is just gray. Like, you could have done, yeah. I mean, it's like taking video during a dust storm. Oh, look, dirt. You know what I mean? We get it. There's a hurricane, and there are bad things happening over there. It's in Antigua now.
Yeah. So you had Harvey, now
right.
You have Irma. They're all alphabetical.
Right,
and
yes.
I think there's another one called Joaquin that is brewing right now.
Yeah. Here's the thing. At some point, we've got to stop the nonsense of the stupid names. I mean stupid names. Like, just call it, you know, Hurricane Ed, Hurricane Debbie.
Well,
Joaquin, really?
They get together and they say, I don't know who it is exactly, but there is an organization.
Do you think it's just a bunch of ladies sitting around a table?
They set this up well in advance, actually
right.
6 years in advance for Atlantic storms, which are hurricanes.
You know what you'll never hear? Hurricane Jamarcus, because that would just be disappointing.
It would be a bust. They expected it to do quite a bit,
and it didn't do anything.
Yes.
I don't even know why they name hurricanes at this point. I mean,
to make it less confusing than longitude and latitude numbers.
But don't you think naming a hurricane makes it seem a little less devastating? A little less, like, because it sounds familiar. It's like, hey, it's Hurricane Irma. Wow, Irma's coming over, you know.
Here's what they did.
Okay.
All right? When they originally started doing this, they would name it like, this is Hurricane Latitude 47349.
Right.
Longitude 8468. So all these numbers got confusing, especially if there were two storms in
sure.
the same general area.
Well, that makes sense.
You'd have to recite all that stuff, so they just gave them these very simple names.
Plus, they'd have to get a whole room full of fifth graders to try and show you how to do latitude and longitude. Because that's the last time we learned how to do that was like fifth, sixth grade. Then when you sat down with a ruler,
yep.
You know what I mean? The straight edge, and you said, oh, we have to plot this.
Yeah, but that's...
I got to sit here with my protractor and dig it out.
That's how they did it. That's
right.
Why they do that. Make it simpler.
Yeah, it's simpler, but I think sometimes it makes it seem a little less devastating. If somebody says, hey, there's a killer storm coming over, and you go, well, what's his name?
All right.
Fred.
Here's another fact.
Okay.
Female-named hurricanes do more damage because people are less frightened of the name and so are less prepared.
Yeah, yet you would think it would be the other way around. You know, if somebody tells you, because, you know, women are pissed, they usually, when they're pissed forever.
Yeah.
And it's far more brutal.
And
like, we're mad for like 5-10 seconds.
Right.
They hang on to it for the weekend.
And the hurricane would come back over and over when you least expected it.
Yes.
Years later.
Yes, it would remind you of all the horrible things that you should have been prepared for back in the day.
You know, there's some Beatles news. Something from George Harrison is up for grabs.
Yeah, he wrote it in 1968. It's a song called Hello, Miss Mary B.
Okay, so 1968, and it's never been released yet, so I wonder how good it is.
Right.
If it's never been released, because they've released a lot of stuff.
So let me ask you this question. Is an unreleased song from 1968 from George Harrison, all right, because the Beatles were still together at the time,
yep.
Is that worth six figures? Because a lot of that Beatles memorabilia, I mean, one of Ringo's drum sets went for big money.
Yeah.
And that wasn't even a song. That was a drum set.
Not to me, it's not worth a lot of money, but, you know, but I'm not a collector type. So, you know, I guess to some Beatles collector, they'd pay $100,000 for
that. Would you pay $100,000 to be the only person that owns an unreleased Beatles song? Or at least an unreleased George Harrison song? Because it's not really a Beatles song.
Somebody would.
Yeah.
Somebody would, yeah.
Right. Do you have anything that's worth anything that you think that that somebody would pay a lot of money for?
Like memorabilia?
Yeah, like any memorabilia. Something that you hung on to that's like memorabilia.
Well, not a whole lot musical stuff. I just recently found a clock that was a promo piece. It's a tiny little alarm clock for Mick Jagger's first solo album in 1980-something.
That's kind of neat.
But I do have three seats from the original Yankee Stadium.
Oh, no kidding.
They were removed from the stadium in 1974.
Why?
Because they closed the stadium for two seasons in the mid-70s. To renovate it, and the Yankees played at Shea Stadium, where the Mets played also. They shared the stadium that for two seasons, and then they went back to Yankee Stadium. Then they redid it again sometime in the late 1990s, I think. But I have them from that original removal of the seats in the 70s.
Do you use them? Are they like set up in like a room in your house that people can sit in?
They're sitting in a closet. They were set up for a while, and now they're in a closet.
Huh.
And
all right.
I think they're in pieces, actually. You got to put them together again.
I don't think I have anything like that. As far as silly memorabilia, I have the movie Death to Smoochie. I have a Smoochie. I have a Smoochie in a body bag.
But your question was
of
things
value?
That are worth anything.
Okay.
Yeah.
I have an original object from Led Zeppelin's Presence, you know, the black obelisk that's on the cover.
Yes.
Swan Song Records put out 1,000 of those back in the 70s.
That's a cool deal.
I came into one of those. And then I have, you know, in keeping with the Yankees theme, I have an autographed Mickey Mantle baseball.
And that's and that would be cool too.
Yeah.
I don't know what that would be worth because there's probably so many of them.
Yeah,
but
this one's I mean, it's legit authenticated by a legitimate authenticating person, and Mickey handed it to me. So that in and of itself was
Mickey
kinda,
handed it to you.
Yes, I was producing a morning radio program back in the 90s.
And we came in for an interview.
Mickey Mantle and Ernie Banks came in to promote.
Cool.
I think it was Upper Deck, the Upper Deck Heroes of Baseball tour. Remember
all
that
right.
in the beginning of the 90s, where all the legends would go around all the baseball parks.
So do you have an Ernie Banks?
I do not have an Ernie Banks one.
What'd you give him, the shaft?
Well, it's Boston. No, it was because he was a Yankee. Because Mickey Mantle might be the greatest baseball player of all time.
Talent wise, yeah, he could have been.
He might have been the greatest baseball player of all time. So as the producer, look, it's not like Mickey and I talked it out and stuff like that. I was standing there as the producer of the morning show, and they basically had a box of baseballs and started throwing them, you know, in the little box at all the people that worked on the morning show. And there was like five or six of us. You took the box and you threw it in your gym bag and you're like, hey, thank you, appreciate it and stuff like that. So Mickey Mantle threw me this box, and a couple days later we got an email from the program director. It says, hey, did anybody get a baseball autographed by Mickey Mantle? And I went back home and looked at my gym bag and went, I did. But I didn't come back and tell the program director that.
Hell no.
He said to me, he goes, well, where's your baseball? I said, oh, it's back at home. He goes, who signed it? I'm like, I don't know, some guy named Vida Blue. Like, that was the only name that I could think of.
Right.
You know? And he went, oh, okay. Because apparently they wanted that Mickey Mantle one for some sort of a giveaway. And I was a, 20-year-old kid. It was hell no, I wasn't giving that back.
Vida Blue.
Now, yeah.
He was the most valuable player in his rookie season. Never had another season like that. Little factoid there.
Nerd.
Yeah, hey, I know that stuff.
Mark and Neanderthal in the morning.
You were just talking about collectibles and, you know, like weird memorabilia type things you've got.
Yeah, people collect pretty much anything.
I mean, yeah.
I told you I had a guy that I used to work with in Kansas City who collected his own toenail clippers.
Yeah. But
he had them in a jar.
But you talk about more like memorabilia, though.
Sure he has memories attached to each and every one of those.
But that, not to the general public would that be worth anything.
Hey, put your lotion on its skin.
Yes. Yeah, he's probably in his basement right now sewing.
A little on the creepy side.
But you know, you have the like that Led Zeppelin collectible, the object from
the
Presence
object,
album,
which is we were talking about things that you would pull out of your house in a fire. That might be it.
Or in a hurricane,
yeah, hurricane, yeah,
yeah. I have my three Yankee Stadium seats from
would
way
you
back
take those?
When.
Could you see them running out? You could be running out with holding those seats. A fire department, like, what the hell is wrong with this guy?
Those would hold me back a little bit.
Do you really?
Know, if I had to run down the street,
are they iron
away from the hurricane? They're heavy. They're heavy.
They're
wood.
Like they're the old iron ones, right?
And they have like 40 coats of paint on them. Because they never chipped the paint away. They would just coat over
just paint
what
over
they
them.
Had already every
like
single
shellacked.
Season.
Yeah, yeah. That's
so
gross.
They're from the 70s. But they're kind of interesting.
Hundreds of thousands of asses have sat in those seats.
Yeah. This guy says, now what do you got, buddy?
Well, I don't know, man. I've got a case of Topps baseball cards from 1989 that still have the bubble gum in it, so they'll still smell like bubble gum.
Yeah, with that bubble gum, it doesn't matter. You could have a package of Topps baseball cards from today, and that bubble gum would taste exactly the same, like you're eating a shingle from your roof.
Exactly.
Yeah. And you could possibly cut the roof of your mouth.
Yeah.
Stab yourself in the cerebral cortex.
So these are unopened baseball cards.
All right. So whose rookie year was 1989?
1989, yeah. I bought me a case of them because Topps was going to quit putting the bubble gum in the cards. And,
so you bought it to save the bubble gum?
Nope. I bought the whole box and I never opened it.
Ken Griffey Jr. was a rookie in 89.
Wow, that could be worth something. But the only problem is you have to open them up, and then once you open them up, the smell of the gum will start just dissipating off the card.
Yeah, the problem you're trying to save the gum. I think you might have your priorities a little screwed up on this. I think the collectability factor is on the weird side there.
Yeah. We'll have to let him go. But
collecting the gum?
I think it's the cards that are the big draw there. Although
I like his
idea of like, hey, they're not going to put the gum in there anymore. I'm going to go get some of that stuff.
I just Googled it while he said it. There is no market for Topps baseball card bubble gum at all.
Because you know what bubble gum is meant for?
Blowing bubbles.
It's meant to be chewed.
Yeah, well, not that baseball card stuff there. That's meant to be shingling a house with.
Think you can name these tunes? It's Mark and Neanderthal's 30-Second Song Challenge!
7 songs in 30 seconds. It works like this. You got to guess the titles of the songs we play. The timer starts when the first song's played. When you know the song title, yell it out. The artist does not matter. The timer stops if you're correct, and then we get ready for the next song. The timer keeps rolling until you get it right or the 30 seconds is all gone.
All right, I believe we're welcoming Fred to the program. Fred, is this you?
Yep.
All right, Fred, have you played the 30-Second Song Challenge before?
No.
You have not. Do you play at home at all?
Yes.
Okay. Did you get Pete's cheat sheet yesterday at 4 o'clock?
Oh, yeah.
All right, so you have an unfair advantage. If you score in today's 30-Second Song Challenge, you will win $200 cash money. If you fail, that money will roll over tomorrow.
And I'll be a loser.
Yeah, you will be a loser. Are you ready?
Yes.
Okay, your 30-Second Song Challenge begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Lights.
Correct.
Lights.
Song number 2 and go.
Hard to Handle.
Correct. Song number 3 and go.
Sympathy for the Devil.
Correct. Right. Okay, now. That was Pete's cheat sheet.
Okay.
How much time has he used?
Only 7, 8 seconds.
About
or so.
8 seconds,
yeah,
all right?
So he's in good shape.
All right, you got 22 seconds to get the next 4 songs. Song number 4 begins in 3, 2, 1, go.
Kickstart My Heart.
Correct. All right.
Kickstart My Heart. Nice
song
job.
Number 5 and go.
Blinded by the Light.
Correct.
Wow.
How much time has he got left?
He's still got, like, over 16 seconds for, what, 2 songs?
For 2 songs, yeah.
Fred!
We could have a winner.
That's
we don't know.
Easy.
Well, we'll see. We've had people get this far before and choke.
Yeah, if this were Sanford and Son, I'd say, Now, Fred! Don't get cocky.
All right, you big dummy, here we go. Song number 6 and go.
Hair of the Dog.
Ooh, he
Correct.
Hair of the Dog.
All right, so how much time does he have left?
He has 13.35 seconds to get 1 song.
To get 1 song, huh? Huh. You think you got this, Fred?
I don't know. I'm not feeling good.
Song number 7 and go.
On the Dark Side.
Correct.
Oh, there you go.
Nice job. And suddenly Pete's cheat sheet pays off, doesn't it?
That's the thing.
It did.
And we'll do that again today. 4 o'clock for Pete's cheat sheet. We'll throw $100 in for tomorrow. But Fred, you know what? Just over 20 seconds is what it took you there. So the cheat sheet really does help out.
Sure it does.
Yeah.
So,
Pete Cummings, all right.
There you go. Yes, exactly. Pete Cummings is the guy that just gave you $200. Sure, yeah. Yeah, you make sure you swing from his nuts.
So, Fred, what do you do for a living?
I'm a technician at Intel.
Oh, excellent.
Oh, all right. So do you have an undershirt on underneath your button-up short-sleeve shirt?
With the pocket protector.
No, I'm a technician, not an engineer.
I work for a living, not an engineer. Nice job.
I work.
Fred throwing shade into the other department. Thankfully, they're not listening right now because their mom won't let them.
But it's so true. We do the work.
All right, Fred, hang on the line. Congratulations. Later on this afternoon at 4 o'clock, Listen to Pete Cummings for Pete's Cheat Sheet. He'll give you an unfair advantage to take the Mark and Neanderthal 30-second song challenge tomorrow morning at 7:30.
It just scored Fred $200 there, although, hell, he was so good he may have won anyway.
Yeah, it's very possible. We'll do it again tomorrow, every weekday morning at 7:30. We give you 7 songs in 30 seconds on the Mark and Neanderthal program.
I'm watching TV yesterday.
All right.
And all I keep hearing is people talking about this.
Okay.
DACA.
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 DACA. DACA. DACA.
DACA.
DACA. DACA. DACA.
That is D-A-C-A. It's
Hey,
what's the word I'm looking for? Acronym?
Yeah, it's Deferred Action for Childhood Arrivals. And what it basically means is it's about the kids of illegal immigrants.
Yeah.
That's what it is.
So I'm looking at that. I'm like, geez, I guess we should talk about this on the show tomorrow. And then I'm thinking, you know, are we really going to solve anything between Journey and Eddie Money Songs about this issue? I mean, I know what it's about. It's, you know, President Trump basically thought that the law, the way it was standing, the program was unconstitutional.
Well, no, what happened was President Obama signed in an executive order because Congress hadn't done anything to change the law. Basically, the way the law is written right now, children of undocumented immigrants have to leave. That's the way the law is written right now. President Obama signed an executive order that said, okay, that's not going to happen. We're going to give them a temporary reprieve here, which he is legally allowed to do. However, the letter of the law is it's unconstitutional because the president doesn't make laws. Congress does. So in order for this to change, Congress has to write a new law. That's it. That's how it goes.
I think they have 6 months to do it.
Yes, that the president has given them sort of a window to say, hey, get together and make this thing happen.
Yeah.
So that's essentially it in a nutshell, and that's all we got to say about it.
Right.
Because I don't know how we're going to solve. We can't solve that problem.
I saw the story yesterday. I was like, what's the problem with Neil Sedaka? He's a wonderful singer. Why can't he stay?
Well, I don't know about that. There's two reasons why he should leave, and they are bad and blood. Yeah, Neil Sedaka needs to go. Needs to go. I was thinking to myself, DACA my eyes.
That hurts. Oh, God.
I've always loved DACA Seuss.
Wow.
Sitting in the morning sun. Too many?
Sitting on the dock of the bay.
Sitting on the dock of the bay. See what just happened there? You know, you know who would have an answer for this, don't you?
Who?
DACA Phil. You know what he'd say?
What?
You are an idiot! Yeah.
Actually, you know who'd have the musical solution?
No.
DACA. DACA Khan. DACA Khan.
I thought you were going to say DACA Hook.
He might help also.
Or maybe DACA Love. They call me! This joke is dead, Jim.
Mark and Neanderthal.
You know, we've been watching, kind of tracking the hurricane, not tracking it, but just seeing what's going on the monitor up there. It should hit Florida. This is Hurricane Irma.
Yeah.
This one should hit Florida as a category, well, it's a category 5 now. Hopefully it'll be less when it gets there, but it's supposed to do incredible damage.
They're saying between 2 and 3, somewhere around 120, 140 miles an hour.
Which is
that's dangerous, man.
And it's so bad, right on the hurricane or on the heels of Hurricane Harvey. You can still contribute at the KSLX website. There's a thing where you can click to the American Red Cross website to donate some money if you want to help in the relief efforts. But in Texas right now, they're cleaning up. But, you know, it's already a wild state.
Yeah.
And now
it's the
Wild West.
Man. Yeah.
Yeah. It's like the American Outback in some ways. And
sure.
Now it's going to get even crazier because they're doing the sword law.
We
mentioned that the other day, right?
On September 1st, they actually enacted it. It is now legal. This is a true story. We're not making this up. It's legal in the state of Texas to open carry your katana. Your
sword,
a sword, any sword, but a broadsword. So winter is coming, I guess, in the state of Texas.
Yeah,
it's pretty ugly.
What do they call the? I can never remember the dang name of the thing you put it in. The scabbard.
The scabbard.
Right?
Yeah, depending on what kind of a sword it is. If it's a katana, which is a Japanese samurai sword, it's called a suba.
Okay.
And I know this because I almost filleted my hand with one about 7 years ago.
See, you have to be careful.
Very, very careful with a sword. But, you know, now the interesting thing is because they've now allowed the open carry law in the state of Texas, they've got new license plates that they're going to do.
Oh, yeah.
Now we have, you know, the Lone Star State, that kind of thing. They've also got a second state slogan, which is Texas, on God.
It works.
Yeah.
What's up, man?
Now.
What's happening?
I actually moved here from Texas a couple years back. The reason I got out of Texas is specifically because of those laws coming in effect. The police departments in Texas are using that as a crutch to actually ask more people for identification to make more arrests.
Why? Is it common when walking the streets of Texas to see somebody carrying a broadsword?
No, it is not. And and a lot of people don't open carry out there specifically because the police will stop and hassle you. Then why do you think I left Texas and came to Arizona?
Do you feel the new law in Texas is a double-edged sword?
I really do. I really do. Just from the fact that, you know, Texas, if you've looked at the way that their system.
Hey, buddy, wait. I wasn't really asking. That was a joke. You get it? Double-edged sword.
Double-edged sword, see?
Oh. I mean, it is, though. That's the ironic thing.
Well, the good news is you're in Arizona and we don't have to talk about it.
Exactly. Hey, y'all have a good day.
All right. Hey, we got a y'all there at the end.
Got a y'all, yeah. So cool. That's how you can tell he's from Texas.
That's right.
He just yawled us.
Listen to Mark and Neanderthal when you get
Pretty
to work.
Sure they're illegal.
With the free KSLX app. 100.7 KSLX.